This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced new funding to bolster democracies around the world. Biden announced he planned to spend $690 million to help fight corruption, support free and fair elections, and advance technologies that support democratic governments at a second White House-led summit for democracy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the summit pleaded for more weapons to help defeat Russia.
Democracy needs a victory. Now, this year, not some other time, not over time, now.
Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 has killed tens of thousands and reduced cities to rubble. Pope Francis is in a Rome hospital, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Vatican says the Pope will be at the Gemelli Hospital for several days with a respiratory infection. He's had difficulty breathing over the last few days. A Vatican spokesman says the Pope does not have the coronavirus. The 86-year-old had part of one lung removed when he was young. Francis spent 10 days in the same hospital in 2021 to have part of his colon removed. The hospitalization comes days before the start of Holy Week in the Catholic Church, leading up to Easter. President Biden told reporters at the White House he's learned of Francis's health problems and said he was concerned about his dear friend. I'm Ed Donahue.
Belgian authorities have charged seven people over possible terrorist attacks, federal prosecutors said on Wednesday. The announcement came a day after prosecutors said they had detained eight people following raids on suspicion of planning an Islamist attack in Belgium. Prosecutors said four people had been charged with taking part in activities of a terrorist group, preparing a terrorist offense, attempted assassination, and intending to spread a message